And that, Your Honour, is as quiet as we're going to be all night. hello and welcome to what will probably be episode 23 of the Court of Tea and Dice. My God, I'm still managing to clip. Bear with me a moment. Tonight, you will probably have noticed that I have tried to set this podcast as something along the lines of super explicit, or if you listen to this, your ears are likely to melt. Please note that by listening to this, you have indemnified us against being sued for being horribly broken people. Because tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we are intending to play Cards Against Humanity while drinking copious amounts of alcohol, and it's almost certain that at some point, Archive is going to say something that makes everybody go, oh my god.
Yes.
You heard what she did.
We've actually already mentioned that before, have we?
Yes. Yes.
We've mentioned that one.
Yes. Oh. We've mentioned Jim'll fix it. What will Jim'll fix? Madeline McCann. Right. Anyway, I'm Mordrigan.
Pikachu disaster.
Squish.
Il Porcupino is very loudly trying to call in.
No, it's not working!
Hello, Il Porcupino. We've just started.
We just started.
Out with Il Porcupino. I am Bloodied.
I'm Hardwick. I'm Archive.
And that was Il Porcupino. Say hello, Il. Right then.
Can we introduce our alcohol as well?
Yes. I am drinking Orange Tango and copious amounts of Cointreau with lots of ice. Out of a steel thermos flask. Pikachu disaster.
H2O.
Woo!
Hardcore.
Oh gods, you're going to get a soberish person here.
Only rivaled by me with the wonderful lychee juice.
Woo! I am on.
Yours has at least got sugars in that might have slightly fermented. Mm. How old is it?
Oh no, it's from the shop down the road. It could have been there for a while.
Oh my. I'm on cider because we've established that me drinking rum is interesting. A very serenity-esque definition of interesting.
Yes. Potentially.
I'm on mixed fruit Copperberg. Not terrible. I've got vodka with grape, apple and raspberry juice.
I'm sorry,
in a
with
tin
what?
Cup. Grape, apple and raspberry juice.
Oh, grape, apple,
and
raspberry
juice. Grape, not
grape. We've not grape, found out.
You know how that I do that thing where I don't hear.
It looks a little bit like blood.
It does look a little bit like blood.
And you're drinking it from a tin cup.
And she's drinking it from a tin cup. So, a very quick, what the fuck... Oh, and we've also got the Raven's Drop on the table, which is Acacia Mead with cinnamon, and is probably deadly. I know I made it. But anyway, so, what the fuck have we been doing in gaming? Since we recorded the last episode, I have done nothing in gaming, nothing at all, apart from watch Repo the Genetic Opera and realise that that actually sank into my psyche a lot more than I thought it had, given how black
actually,
city...
Actually, that was DVD in this country.
Yes.
Wow. I couldn't find it before.
Nope.
Would you like to see somebody pass it this way?
I will fiddle with Il Porcupino while you explain what you're doing.
Oh my!
Excuse me, I've just got to tap on your buttons.
No.
There we go. Put her back over there. I finished fiddling with her.
Congratulations. What games have you been playing?
Settlers of Catan.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Did you have wood for sheep?
I did indeed have wood for sheep.
It's always good.
Mm. Everyone has wood for sheep.
Everyone wants wood for sheep.
Especially Welsh fathers.
Oh yeah.
Get it in early.
Anything else?
Played Talisman weeks ago.
Yes. We've mentioned this Talisman.
Didn't get abused this time. Abusing everyone else?
No, mostly I got abused, if we're being honest here. Mostly I got abused.
You deserved every minute of it.
Yep.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
not
you
as
didn't.
Much as you did.
I got abused last time.
Yes, you did get abused. You got a lot abused, but I was still the gnome who exploded.
Mm-hmm.
What have you been doing?
In like the whole 2 days since the last recording, there has been some more Pokemon. Pokemon!
X or Y?
X. And I have a T-Rex. Yay! T-Rex arms everywhere!
T-Rex Pokemon!
Yes, there is.
Awesome.
Go to the crowd.
He's amazing.
I'm gonna have to do it again.
And I am slowly building my Snorlax army. Snorlax army.
Yes, I noticed your Snorlax hat and your Snorlax and your face doing a Snorlax impression.
Yep, I managed to wander trade myself 3 Snorlax now. Pretty good. Life is good.
Good.
It's to do with the game. Okay. Anywho, but that's all I've done because I've not had time because work and
it's now. Only 2 days. Il Porcupino, what the fuck have you been doing in gaming?
I play the game of The Haunting, which is really, really quite interesting because it's really boring all the way up until the point where the game ends.
Wow! It's a stunningly dull game, and then it ends, and you feel much better. Nice.
Wow.
You're all fucked. Because if everyone with a beard in this room is like a werewolf, then basically 4 of us are werewolves. Because Archive has got a stunning Guy Fawkes charcoal beard somewhere. Now you're safe.
Yeah.
Sounds like an episode of Jeremy Kyle, but for furries.
Furry Jeremy Kyle. What could possibly go wrong? I think we're actually going to have to move Il Porcupino closer to these microphones. Please unplug her at the side of her face. I've probably given her enough energy now that she can survive through the night without needing plugging back in.
Woo!
Just so you will know, she's actually an electronic person. It's not that we're, like, actually plugging her into the mains, because we don't do that sort of thing anymore. Blood it!
It has been a whole 2 days since we have recorded On How the Metropolis, episode 22. So, and I'm trying to co-write a book at the moment. So, no, I've not been gaming at all, I'm afraid. Sorry!
Hardwick!
I'm trying to think. The last thing did was a game of Cards Against Humanity last week, I think. Which was...
Your Handlebar Moustache Archive is fantastic. Well done. Yes, Cards Against Humanity is a good game.
It was interesting and wrong in places.
And finally, Archive, who will now splurge all over us.
Not too much, but... Okay, amazing things have been happening for one of my characters in a mage game because she's just perfectly instantly turned up to a gathering as normal. Someone turns up who's, you know, representative of the Seers of the Throne to discuss some things. The Seers of the Throne are the really, really, really bad guys. But turns out he's her brother. So,
yay.
All sorts of drama because he's her brother. So she's got to try and convert him, but he's probably going to try and convert her. And at the same time, she doesn't want her friends to shoot him. They probably do want to shoot him, or her, and she doesn't really want his friends to shoot her. And it's all very complicated. So far, she's dealing with her problems by making someone go and get her drunk. And
yay!
It's very, very fun.
Now, on to the business of the evening. We are playing Cards Against Humanity. Well, some of us are playing Cards Against Humanity, some of us are making fantastic handlebar moustaches and beards out of their hair.
Hair beard!
So, Every person will get a chance to draw a black card. The black cards have such wonderful things on them as, after the earthquake, Sean Penn brought blank to the people of Haiti. Then it's up to each other person to look at their hand of 10 cards and decide which card is probably going to make everybody else laugh the most. they're normally going to be quite broken answers. For example, in this case, I could have played Mufasa's death scene. So after the earthquake, Sean Penn brought Mufasa's death scene to the people of Haiti. Not a great answer, but it might score me points in the right crowd. Once the laughter and, oh my god, you didn't just say that, has subsided slightly, the person who played the black card decides who won, hands them the black card, they score a point, and the play moves on. Some of the black cards have two blank spaces on. Nice. Very nice.
I think that is an epic beard, Squish. I think you win. I think you win. Yeah. The hair beard. Competition for today.
What are you trying? Archive.
Right. Out of penance.
Oh my god, you're suffering so much.
I know, it's terrible. Some of the cards have two blanks on them, which means you have to use two cards and put them down, the bottom one on the bottom, the top one on the top. So, the first one should be on the top. If you think you have two cards that might win, you can gamble one of your already won black cards to put in two answers. And if you win, you get both black cards back. But if you lose, the person who wins gets your black card as well as the one that was put in. What else? We also play a house rule here, which is if you get a handful of shit, you can dump your hand after a play and get an entirely new hand.
Are we also going to keep in the house rule where if you don't understand a card, you can dump it? As
yes.
long as you admit publicly you don't understand it.
Yes, yes you can.
I like that rule.
Yes. Because beefing over turf makes no sense.
Yes, but I think you claimed, Archive, you didn't know who Christopher Walken was. And that's
oh, was the, that the person I didn't
know? Yes, you didn't know who Christopher... He's an actor. He's a very
well,
good
actor.
I don't know who he is.
Oh my god!
You don't know who Christopher
Walken
is.
Have you not
is,
seen Sleepy Hollow?
The Deer Hunter.
No.
He's the headless horseman in Sleepy Hollow.
That's who he is.
The guy from the music video
name.
For...
What else is he in?
Oh, the music video for the Fatboy Slim song, Weapon of Choice.
Does
everyone
know that?
Yes,
really?
It's famous. The Deer Hunter.
No, I'm with you, Archive. I still don't know who this person
in
is.
In a threatening
manner. It sounds like this. It's Christopher Walken.
Are you playing Rando?
No, we are not going to play Rando because there's six of us.
It's no good when I don't know who you're impersonating.
This is an over. Bears! See, if you knew who Christopher Walken was, you would have laughed at that. But you don't.
No, I know who Christopher Walken is, and I didn't laugh at that, so you're wrong.
I'm just going to drink my pain.
You
I
do
drink the pain.
Drink your pain!
No, it's the cider. I'm trying to think I should have brought more than two cans. Even if I do have one.
I'm starting to think I'm going to have to go and refill this thermos in a minute.
I wish I was drinking.
You can provide alcohol if you want to.
No. I've got 10
now. Have you? I've only got... I've got...
A lot.
I've got 10 now. Those are...
3, 4, 5, 6. Somehow I ended up with 11.
Choose one and throw one away. No. Put it back on a pile.
Put it back on a pile.
Unlock that. So,
yeah. Excellent. So basically what we're saying
okay,
is...
Okay, that one, so it's gone back.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Can someone put that one away?
Ryan. Now, to stack the game slightly, just before you all came upstairs, I went back downstairs to the toilet. So I'll be taking the first turn.
No!
The first turn in this game being defined by the person who last had a poop.
That's so much more than I ever wanted to know.
Right then. Our first question for our inaugural game of Cards Against Humanity is, that's right, I killed blank. How you ask? Blank. You need to choose two cards. The one at the bottom of this card goes on the bottom. The one at the top of this card goes on the top.
Can you read that out again? Sorry, I was giggling at my card.
That's right. I killed blank. How you ask? Blank. Incidentally, for all of you people who aren't in America listening to this, we're using the UK edition of this game. So if some of these things don't make sense, now you know how we feel.
Time to use Google.
That's what we had to do with beefing over term.
Yeah. Well, no, I was going to, and then I realised what it was. I thought it was going to do with cattle barons. Then I remembered, oh wait, no, it's a gangster.
I totally didn't think that.
It's a gangster. West Saeed? No, that doesn't work. That's fucking Vulcan. Yeah. I'm sure your hand gestures, it's not working.
West Saeed. Right.
Right, wait.
You need to give me two cards.
So, top one on
top. Top one on the top. Come on, Archive.
Getting there. Alright. There you go.
Right, I'm going to choose one at random. Fuck it. Mock them all up. It's going well already. Can anybody tell that I don't actually drink very regularly? Now.
Well, I know you don't drink very regularly.
That's right. I killed peeing a little bit. How you ask? Panda sex. That's right. I killed the Jews. Starters we mean to go on, I see. That's right. I killed the Jews. How you ask? Mining accident.
Well, golly.
That's right.
Is that really cool?
I killed Muhammad. Praise be unto him. We're so dead.
Oh, geez.
How you ask? The blood of Christ.
Oh my god, Christ! No!
Ladies and gentlemen, this will probably be the last recording of the Call of Clean Dice. If we do happen to all turn up in the same burning car, please remember us fondly.
We broke through.
That's right, I killed Gary Glitter. How you ask? Kids with bum cancer. Kids with bum cancer.
It's contagious.
And finally, that's right, I killed Nickelback. How you ask? A bucket of fish heads. I'm sorry, but I think I probably have to go with Gary Glitter and the Kids with Bum Cancer.
First blood of the bloody. Oh yeah.
Okay, everybody draws back up to 10 cards. Blooded wins a black card. And Pikachu Disaster draws the next black card.
Right. In Rome, there are whisperings that the Vatican has a secret room devoted to blank.
Right, when you get all these cards, shuffle them together and leave them out in no particular order. We are all going to die, exactly, I feel.
Yes, it's just a question of who gets us first between Mossad and Al-Qaeda.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
When you've resorted to eeny, meeny, you can't... Oh, no, you haven't got a black card to gamble.
That but... one.
Okay.
All right, everyone.
Yeah.
Awesome. Shuffling.
Every day he'd be shuffling. Normally you make that joke, but I thought I'd get in there first.
Right.
Nicely done, sir. Nicely done.
In Rome, there are whisperings that the Vatican has a secret room devoted to making the penis kisses.
There's going to be a lot of penis jokes, I feel.
Making the penises kiss.
In Rome, there are whisperings that the Vatican has a secret room devoted to whipping it out.
I suspect I've noticed the theme.
In Rome, there are whispers that the Vatican has a secret room devoted to the French.
That's
in Rome, there are whispers that the Vatican has a secret room devoted to literally eating shit.
Yeah, I can see that.
I see that as well. In Rome, there are whisperings that the Vatican has a secret room devoted to crystal meth.
So, decide amongst those which you like.
the best. Mm. Not as an actual pastime, obviously.
Fine.
I know which one it is as a pastime.
Literally eating shit?
Eating the penis of skin. Quotes.
I have to go with literally eating shit. Woo! That's what I believe they do.
I'm on a roll.
Bloodied is doing very well.
Did go fine?
Yeah. It is now Squish to take and read a black card. And we all draw back up. Oh, heck.
Do I draw back up at that point?
Yes, you do.
Yay!
Right.
I thought you'd like that one.
It's my favourite.
What has been making life difficult at the nudist colony?
I know what I'm answering. You know what I'm answering as well.
I carried a look of serious concentration. I'm not even drunk and I can't speak. So, what has been making life difficult at the nudist colony? Yeast.
Yes, I can see that.
And what else has been making life difficult at the nudist colony? A windmill full of corpses.
That's macabre.
But then it all.
But it would work.
It would make life very difficult. Children on leashes has also been making life difficult at the nudist colony. Followed by the forearms of Vishnu.
You want to grab them cakes.
And lastly, life has been made difficult by dying at the nudist colony.
That would do it.
I have to say, children on leashes. Mm. Probably what's been making life the most difficult.
Again! Okay, wow!
We need to defeat Bloodied. At least he can't win this one.
Yeah, this is true, because he's, you know, it's his turn.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to cut from the middle of the pile.
Cut from the middle.
Be sneaky. A successful job interview begins with a firm handshake and ends with blank.
I see. Begins with a firm handshake.
Okay. Can I ask the
news? Ah. And breathe.
So, a successful job interview begins with a firm handshake and ends with porn stars. Woo! A successful job interview begins with a firm handshake and ends with coat hanger abortions.
Oh, God.
A successful job interview begins with a firm handshake and ends with a fanny fart. And for those of you in the US, fanny means something different here.
Yes. Yes, it does.
What does it mean there?
It means bottom in America.
Really?
Yep.
Golly, okay.
Yes, because they don't understand English.
Yep. A successful job interview begins with a firm handshake and ends with a plunger to the face. If you're Mario. A successful job interview begins with a firm handshake and ends with 8 ounces of sweet Mexican black tar heroin.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna have to go with a fanny fart on this one.
Hardwick wins on. And we all draw up to 10. Oh dear. I have got a card that may either be really good or really bad. In a good way. Go on then, Hardwick.
Ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sort of.
Okay. Okay. When I pooped, what came out of my butt? What?
This is an American expansion, I think.
Yes. I know who's going for with that one. Oh. There's a lot of silence on this recording. A lot of silence. We
there's lots of us gazing at cards.
Thinking.
Okay. When I pooped, what came out of my butt? Madeline McCann.
Oh, God. That's where she is.
Oh.
She was Hardwick's ass all the time.
Yeah.
Well, when I pooped, what came out my butt? The Pope.
Again, not a surprise.
No. When I pooped, what came out my butt? 5 litres of special brew.
Okay. Wow.
When I pooped, what came out my butt? Used knickers.
Fair.
Alarming. If it's a thong. When I pooped, what came out my butt? Daddy's brown sauce.
What?
Oh. And for those of you in America, that's a kind of condiment.
It's a bit like steak sauce, but you know, not crap.
Ooh, oh great, now we've got the Texans out to kill us as well. I'd be happy.
Fuck them, they're in Texas.
For now.
I have to learn how to swim first. And let's face it, there's not much swimming in the desert. Come on, who's won?
I think I'm going to go with the Pope.
Woo!
Oh, you want that one?
Yeah. The Pope wins it for a week.
Yeah.
That Pope. What can't he do? Stop. Pedophilia.
He could, he just doesn't want to. Come on, Arthur.
I spent my whole life working toward blank, only to have it ruined by blank. So the top one's on the top.
Yes.
Brilliant. First one's on the top, that might make more sense
either. I don't remember.
Good.
Top is on the top.
Well, it's top on here.
Mm-hmm. I don't know
that way around. Is that right? I'm not sure they can.
Yep.
Awesome.
Oh, I've thought of a better one to have for mine. Damn it.
I can't remember which one's yours anymore.
Fine.
Everybody done?
Yep, so shuffling. I have no idea who's this one. I spent my whole life working toward another goddamn vampire movie, only to have it ruined by an unhinged Ferris wheel rolling towards the sea.
I think that would make the vampire film better.
Yeah, that would be good. I spent my whole life working towards sweet, sweet vengeance, only to have it ruined by the milkman.
Damn that milkman! Damn him!
That's like that song, maybe, sort of. I can't remember if there's a song about
you've lost us.
There's a song about a milkman.
Oh, Ernie the fastest milkman
yes,
in the West.
That one!
By Benny Hill.
Oh my god.
I spent my whole life working towards being a dick to children, only to have it ruined by Jean-Claude Van Damme in slow motion.
Oh dear.
Yes. I spent my whole life working towards the way James Bond treats women, only to have it ruined by Britney Spears at 55.
That would ruin it.
And finally, I spent my whole life working toward having a penis. I need to have it ruined by genital piercing.
Oh.
I think James Bond wins it.
Yay! Britney Spears at 55.
Yeah.
That shit crazy in a little bit second.
I'm not entirely sure who Jean-Claude Van Damme is, so that one was...
Belgian martial artist actor.
Awesome.
You haven't lived until you've seen him play the bad guy in Expendables 2, whose name is Villain.
I have so much to do before I've lived, though. It's ridiculous.
Oh, I'm not sure this one is going to be very good. I'm going to change the name on this, because Dr. Phil isn't really, like, an American thing. A British thing. Yeah, yeah,
Next time on Jeremy Kyle, how to talk to your child about blank. The really annoying thing is I have the perfect card for that. Incidentally, that horrible crunching sound was my neck.
More alcohol.
Excuse me. Next time on Jeremy Kyle, how to talk to your child about overpowering your father. Next time on Jeremy Kyle, how to talk to your child about my genitals. Next time on Jeremy Kyle, how to talk to your children about Maureen of Blackpool, Reader's Wife of the Year 1998. Sorry, 1988. Next time on Jeremy Kyle, how to talk to your child about pooping back and forth forever. And finally, next time on Jeremy Kyle, how to talk to your child about vomiting mid-blowjob. I'm going to go with the blowjob. Whose was the blowjob?
Mine.
Oh dear.
Mixture disaster. It's your turn for a black card. Before I run for prison, I must destroy all evidence of what my involvement with blank.
I'm going to go for brutally honest, rather than funny.
Contemplating noises.
Right.
Contemplating.
Before I run for president, I must destroy all evidence of my involvement with 400 years of colonial
atrocities.
Thank you. Before I run for president, I must destroy all evidence of my involvement with basic human decency.
Ah, somebody else went for, like, you know.
Before I run for presidency, I must destroy all evidence of my involvement with raptor attacks.
No.
Big plan.
Before I run for president, I must destroy all evidence of my involvement with pretty princess dress-up board game. I told you guys that in secret, guys. Come on. Before I run for president, I destroy all evidence of my involvement with black people.
That's going to be tricky for a barber, I've got to say.
I'm going to have to go with black people.
Yay! No, but if Obama could have cleaned out all evidence of his involvement with black people, he'd have had no problem being elected.
Yes.
Actually, he had no problem being elected anyway, because
he was the people he was running against. Yeah. Against.
So then, Squish.
You haven't truly lived until you've experienced blank and blank at the same time.
Oh, God, yes.
I'm concerned for my sanity right now.
You should be. Contemplating of cards is occurring.
Contemplation is a thing that we do. So while it happens, I'll sing. Yeah. Making up shit song. No one cares.
Yeah.
Drum solo!
Get off the drums, Jeffrey. It's supposed to be a diss song.
You can't have bongos and a diss rap.
We haven't fucked off Professor Elemental. It's a good thing.
Yay! Yeah, we haven't upset the professor in this. I'm sure we'll have something about doing
character. I'm sure we'll upset him with this, though.
Yeah. Oh, Jeffrey.
You haven't truly lived until you've experienced
a disappointing birthday party, and an ass disaster at the same time. You haven't truly lived until you've experienced auto cannibalism. And 50,000 volts straight to the nipples at the same time.
My God, what sort of party is this?
You haven't truly lived until you've experienced consensual sex. I'm a little bit concerned. And old people smell at the same time. That one had so much potential and I feel a bit let down. You haven't truly lived until you've experienced Jeff Goldblum and passing a kidney stone at the same time.
They're very similar.
Yeah, I can imagine. You haven't truly lived until you've experienced new age music and becoming a blueberry.
What the fuck?
At the same time, something tells me you're also missing hallucinogenic. I'm gonna go with auto cannibalism and go straight to the nipples.
Back on the winning.
Mainly because who doesn't like bolts from the nipples?
Well, yes, exactly.
Can't say I've ever experienced it.
Neither have I, but it sounds like it could be fun for the wrong...
Volts, yes. Amps, no.
No, the amps, that'll kill you.
Okay. Right, so our next card is... Loving you is easy, cause you're blank. Oh no, I know the song. I know it's actually a song.
Loving you is easy, cause you're... Something.
Yes. Now we just need.
We should just call this the musical episode and have done with it. We really should.
Now we just need John Stamos's older brother to hit the high note and make the donkey explode. Series 1 South Park references.
It's archived again. He's pondering.
Archive does not have an amazing hand.
Are you pondering what I'm pondering?
Well, why don't you put one card down and then dump your hand?
Well, I've got one or two things that could be good in the right context, but the context isn't coming up. And I want to keep them in case it does, because otherwise I'll regret it if I get rid of them, and then...
Yeah, that's the issue that I am having.
Yeah.
Basically, what you do is, once you've played a card, you can dump your entire hand and draw 10 cards. Okay.
You can have that one. Okay. Okay. Okay, chin up, chin up. Loving you, easy, cause you're a big motherfucking sorcerer.
Pretty awesome. It would be pretty awesome.
Loving you, easy, cause you're shutting the fuck up. easy, cause you're on curving traffic. Loving you, easy, cause you're the KKK.
Really? No!
Loving you.
That was you.
easy, cause you're being a busy adult with many important things to do.
That rhymes at least.
Yes,
but...
it's true. I'm gonna have to go with motherfucking sorcerer because of the motherfucking.
Motherfucking sorcerer!
Oh yeah!
Hardwick's doing quite well here.
What? Hardwick won the
I feel
first game,
some
remember?
Cheating going on
no,
over here.
There is no cheating occurring.
I'm entirely innocent.
I'm winning.
Well.
I don't know, you've got a shitty hand.
No, I'm not completely innocent.
Aha! A good card!
Okay. Only two things in life are certain. Death and...
I think I chose the wrong card. Oh, well, are these discards?
Yes, those are discards what I did make.
things in life are certain. Death and not giving a shit about the third world.
Harsh but true.
Possibly, yeah. Only two things in life are certain. Death and scousers.
Oh, God.
Scary.
Only two things in life are certain. Death and poor life choices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've gone for brutally honest empathy.
Only two things in life are certain. Death and a bitch slap. And only two things in life are certain. Death and grave robbing. I think it's going to be...
Contemplation. Oh, gods, no.
Is there anything a bit of boost there?
Yeah. I'm going to go with not giving a shit about the third world.
Woo! I mean, listen, I'm really lovely, honest.
Yay!
Yes, Archive.
Yes, Archive. Yes, Madeline McCann, Jim will fix it.
You tell that to the poor people dying in the third world that you just tripped off. You tell them that.
Okay, I'm sure they'll believe me.
Yeah.
And if they don't, I don't give a shit.
Well, yeah, exactly. Because you don't.
Right. Everyone down on the ground. We don't want to hurt anyone. We're just here for blank.
You see, I've got a card here that I know will appeal to Archive, but I've got a better answer. Well, I'm going to appeal to Archive.
Okay, that's alarming.
You've given two. For me?
No, I think one was
from Squish. Ah, right. That makes more sense. Yeah, right. Actual sense as opposed to giving a shit.
Like what I just said.
Yeah.
Word up.
Everyone down on the ground, we don't want to hurt anyone. We're just here for science!
Science!
Do do do, I want you to learn.
Everyone down on the ground, we don't want to hurt anyone. We're just here for One Direction, supple hairless bodies.
Oh, that'd be...
Anyone else feel a little bit sick right now?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, they've got to have some use. They certainly isn't singing.
No.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Obviously, you lube them up and insert them in a kaiju. They're sort of like kaiju enemas.
Okay, right. We don't want to hurt anyone. We're just here for lactation. Okay.
I'm trying to spoil that point.
Finger of innuendo.
Are you just going to sit there with your finger in the air the entire game?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. Pretty much. What? It's going to be up all day.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
This one must be a good one.
No, it was just that comment, actually.
All right, fair enough.
We're just here for swiftly achieving orgasm. Woo! We're just here for a black male in his early 20s last seen wearing a hoodie.
Oh my god!
The brutally honest.
Strikes again.
I think it's going to go to One Direction.
Bloody hell!
Sometimes the gods.
They yeah, just have you.
So. Yep.
Are we all ready?
Yeah.
The healing process began when I joined a support group for victims of blank. God, I wish there was a Jimmy Savile card.
I need to read the rest of my cards before I go for that one. No, that was right.
Archive's got that grin on. That sort of, I've just done something horribly naughty. The healing process began when I joined a support group
for victims of leaving an awkward voicemail.
Aww.
It is quite unpleasant.
Yeah.
It is. I hate a voicemail.
I want that support group.
Yeah, so the healing process began when I joined a support group for victims of rubbing Boris Johnson's belly until he falls asleep. we've got to understand when stomach is being robbed. Well, yes. I feel tired now. The healing process began when I joined a support group for victims of centaurs. The healing process began when I joined a support group for victims of Boris, the Soviet love hammer. And finally, the healing process began when I joined a support group for victims of Jimmy Savile!
Yay! Wait, no, that's terrible.
Sadly, Jimmy Savile has been defeated by Boris Johnson's belly.
Yeah! Finally! Thank you, Boris!
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's the only time you'll ever say that. Unless you get mugged.
That's it, old chap.
He actually saved someone from being mugged. He rode up on one of his own silly bugs and shouted, "God, get off, you ruffians!"
It was hilarious.
Not being funny, if I was mugging someone, not that I ever would, but if I was mugging someone and Boris Johnson came anywhere near me, I'd probably run away.
Yeah. It would be the terrifying strange man. Well then.
Terrible hair.
Blank. Go to the last drop. Oh, I'm going to have to use this one. Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah, I'm thinking I have to dump my hand. Which is...
I've got a lot of crap in this hand, actually. Mm.
Which is a discard?
That's a discard as well.
That is a discard.
Okay.
You see, I think I'm also going to join you, because I've got mostly crap in there.
One, two,
three, four, five,
six. Dumping my hand gave me the lovely, wondrous
Boris Johnson's belly.
That is an amazing card. That would be happy. In fact, it doesn't even need a question to follow behind it. It stands up by itself.
Gandalf, go to the last drop. Tom Cruise, get to the last drop.
I'm noticing a theme.
I don't even know how you spell it. What's that one?
Gulags.
The Gulags, get to the last drop.
Dark.
I can't remember what I put.
Passable transvestites, get to the last drop. Last but not least, gay aliens, get to the last drop. It's a hard one.
That's
what they are. Gay aliens.
I'm gonna
have to go with gay aliens.
Help me.
Bloody hell!
Stop. I'm gonna just take the cards away from you for now.
I dumped the hand, so now I've got my hand.
Right. I got 99 problems, but ain't one. Doing a little gangster move thing. Not that you can.
Oh dear.
I think I might dump my hand soon. Actually.
This will go horribly wrong.
It hasn't already. We're already on three separate death lists.
And the KKKs, but they're ineffectual.
No, four separate death lists. I was counting them as the Texans as one thing.
Oh, right, fair enough.
What the cool pick comes up.
Alright, you have that one, and I'm dumping my hand.
That good.
I got 99 problems, but scalping the Milky Bar kid, not one.
No, but it should be.
I got 99 problems, but Justin Bieber ain't one.
Yes, he is.
I got 99 problems, but the Black Death ain't one.
Mm. Okay. Medieval. Yo. Yeah.
I got 99 problems, but alcoholism isn't one.
That is not the case here tonight.
And finally...
I've got 99 problems, but the primal ball-slapping sex your parents are having right now, page one.
Oh, fuck! No! Fuck!
Ball-slapping parent sex.
Oh, you...
Yay!
Motherfucker!
Hey, do you want to know what my housemate told us the other day?
It's not about...
I don't know, I'm not sure.
My housemate, apparently his parents have got a thing where they're trying to have sex outdoors in all the counties of the UK, and the challenge is still ongoing. And they're in their 60s.
That is a bad challenge.
No!
You know which one keeps catching them out? The Shetlands.
Ponies, man! That's perfect. Yeah, but remember, no one's allowed to have sex after 40, because then it's gross and wrong.
Yeah, oh, fuck off.
Is it looking a bit too close?
Oh, fuck off!
Yeah, fine.
Yeah.
You can fuck off too!
Yeah, anyway.
I believe it's your black card.
Oh,
though.
God, it is, isn't it?
You racist.
Yeah. Oh, dear, I have to say something black.
But before I kill you, Mr. Bond, I must show you blank. Stroking cat. Do we have any cats anywhere? Do we have anything standing for a cat?
No.
I need to stroke a cat while I do this.
Can you stroke some vodka?
Okay, I'll stroke this West Ham teddy bear.
I have nothing that's useful for this.
Sorry, can you read it again?
But before I kill you, Mr. Bond, I must show you...
blank.
We've got a really good card, but nothing's coming up on the black card.
That's always annoying when that happens, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, it could be so good.
My Dumbly's one classic card because of that.
Oh dear.
Hardwick seems confident on this.
Yeah.
No,
but
really not.
Before I kill you, Mr. Bond, I must show you a ginger freckled ball sack. But before I kill you, Mr. Bond, I must show you chunks of dead prostitutes.
We went for the dark, I see.
But before I kill you, Mr. Bond, I must show you breaking out into song and dance.
Very dark.
But before I kill you, Mr. Bond, I must show you an oversized lollipop. But before I kill you, Mr. Bond, I must show you the heart of a child. This is a tough one. I'm gonna have to go with the chunks of dead prostitute.
That'd be me.
Oh, archive. You scamp.
We should have known.
Oh, slap with someone's child.
I don't know what that is, so...
What is it you have
I'm
to say?
I'm jumping, crushing Mr. Peanut's brittle body.
He's a mascot for a peanut company. In America. America!
America!
Fuck yeah!
Actually, as this is a British show, Britain. America! Fuck off.
Britain! Please, be nice to us. Please. We're sorry for whatever we did that was wrong.
Which was probably everything.
Yes.
We're very sorry. Anyway.
Blank. It's a trap.
At least one person is probably going to have a conniption fit. Contemplation time is over. Although Archive is doing the T-Rex arms.
Okay, firstly, the Holy Bible. It's a trap.
Yeah.
Secondly, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. It's a trap.
Right.
Revenge fucking. It's a trap.
Accurate.
Praying
the gay away. And finally, a cat video so cute that your eyes roll back and your spine slides out of your anus. It's a trap!
Yeah, it would be quite a trap.
It's a trap.
Let's see. I'm going to go for the Holy Bible.
Oh, archive.
No, now we're on the right-wing Christians.
We were already on the right-wing Christians. This was vampires, goddammit.
Channel 5's new reality show features 8 washed-up celebrities living with blank.
Oh, perfect. No.
Not perfect.
I have better.
More perfect. My word.
Oh my.
Golly.
Oh my god.
Good gracious.
Good day to you, sir.
Fancy yes, indeed.
Ding dong.
Exotic.
Ah, Carruthers.
Yeah.
And from across the country we can hear Loka going, ah!
Okay, Channel 5's new reality show features 8 washed up celebrities living with farting and walking away.
Bastards.
Yeah. Features 8 washed up celebrities living with death by Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal!
That's not
right. Okay. I don't know who that person is either.
Oh my god.
Fat washed up martial artist action star.
Okay. I'm getting seen here. I don't know martial arts stars.
You don't know any actors.
You don't know films. The only films you seem to have seen are ones I've shown you.
I've seen others.
Such as?
The Dish.
Okay, I'll give you that. You've seen one other film.
How many times have you seen it, though?
Like, at least 5. I own it.
It's the only film you own.
No, I own like 6 films.
Right.
They all star Sam Neill, don't they?
No. I've got Totoro, and I've got The Nightmare Before Christmas, and I've got film. Still Crazy, mm-hmm. and The Good Night, and what's the other one?
The Dish. You just told us.
No, that was number 1. That's up to 5. I've got What's that thing? Redcliffe. I've got that one.
Ah, Redcliffe. Redcliffe is an excellent film.
So I have all those films.
Yeah.
I'm doing well. Anyway, back onto the topic. It features 8 washed-up celebrities living with horrifying laser hair removal accidents.
That one's awesome.
That one's currently in the lead. Okay. 8 washed-up celebrities living with catastrophic urethral trauma.
Oh, wow.
And finally, these 8 washed-up celebrities are living with druids.
Okay. I quite like druids.
Yeah.
Whatever floats your boat, sir. Whatever floats your boat.
Well, the ladies tend to be naked at noontime.
So do the men.
Oh, yeah.
It's between the horrifying laser hair removal accidents and druids.
Why not both?
Why not change work?
That's what I was going for. You stole my line.
I think I'm going with druids.
Yay! Druids!
So close!
That's just such an amazing mental image.
I'm going to get rid of this one because it's a very American one. It's Finding Waldo. Everyone knows he's called Wally.
Where's Wally? It's not finding anyone. Where is he?
And he ran his own cartoon in the 90s like everyone did.
Right. Everybody ready?
Yeah. I don't know if I actually picked up a new card.
Have you got 9 or 10? I've
got 9. One minute. Uh-huh. It's...
No, I'm going to have to do this in the corrupted voice.
Oh, God.
So, let me get into position. During sex, I like to think about what? Exotic. At the end of this evening, Loka will have exploded.
In a good or a bad way?
Yes.
Oh, my.
It'll be good, bad, awesome. During sex,
I like to think about ripping into a man's chest and pulling out its still beating heart.
Oh, you
think? For those of you who couldn't hear that, that was old Porcupino shouting, "Ooh, I do too!" During sex, I like to think about Vikings. Exotic. During sex, I like to think about Morgan Freeman's voice. Exotic.
That's totally
one
of mine.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. During sex, I like to think about anything that comes out of Prince Philip's mouth. Exotic. And finally, during sex, I like to think about Oompa Loompas. Exotic.
I'm going to go with the ripping out into a man's chest and pulling out his still beating heart.
Thank you.
We've got it class action for you. I think that should have been a restraining order. I spoiled my own joke.
Exotic.
Then they push him down the hole.
Yep. Step one, blank. Step two, blank. Step three, profit.
Oh, we are contemplating cards again.
Contemplation. Here's the thing that we do.
We can cut out a lot of the contemplation then.
I could, but that would be work.
We're lazy.
Yes, we are. Yeah. This is a hobby, not a job. Unless people want to start paying us to do this, in which case, shit, yeah.
Right. Step one, Harry Potter Oscar. Step two. I pick lobotomy. Step three, profit.
It works.
Yes.
It's logically sound.
Step one, you must construct additional pylons. Step two, enormous Scandinavian women. Step three, profit.
I can see that.
Quite logical so far.
Yes. Step one, the violation of our most basic human rights. Step two, self-loathing. Loathing. Step three, profit. Step one, my humps. Step two, multiple stab wounds. Step three, profit. Step one, sexual humiliation. Step two, a cup of Earl Grey tea. Step three, profit. I'm going to have to go with Harry Potter, Oscar, and lobotomy.
Archive again.
Is it the one with the couch penis?
What? Have you seen Harry Potter or Africa?
Yeah.
I was just thinking it sounded so bad.
Harry Potter.
Oh my god, it practically filled up half the internet. And that's just the gay stuff.
It's mostly
Ron on level.
I've seen joke Valentine's Day cards, which involve horrible, horrible, twisted things, which we went and made into joke Valentine's Day cards and put them on people's doors and halls because we thought it would be funny. But, you know, they were mostly slightly traumatised. Good time.
Yeah.
Traumatised. Woo.
Wow. Right, moving swiftly on.
yeah, let's do that thing.
What would Grandma find disturbing, yet oddly charming? Never before have people given me cards so quickly.
It was an easy choice.
I see.
It was the only card I had in my hand that would work.
Okay. Let's see. Alright.
Grandma find disturbing, yet oddly charming. The token minority.
Oh dear.
Charming, really? What would Grandma find disturbing, yet oddly charming? Getting your dick stuck in a Chinese finger trap with another dick!
Who knows? Maybe they were trying to make the penises kiss!
Smoochy, smoochy!
The look on your face when you did that was slightly terrifying and also slightly heartwarming.
What would Grandma find disturbing, yet oddly charming? Waking up naked in a little chest car park.
Oh, she'd been trying to, you know... That's
winning currently. Because I couldn't think of much better uses for getting your dick stuck in a Chinese finger trap. What would Grandma find disturbing, yet oddly charming? Picking up girls at the abortion clinic.
Granny's a bit of a freak.
I totally did that thing that you said.
That was
okay, may have died. I can breathe.
Broke myself.
Unfortunately, I seem to be breathing Quantro.
No, girl, that's bad.
Yes.
I want to explode. What's that sound?
Oh my god. What? It's Michael Jackson. Just like he's almost in the room. Quick, let's run.
Clenching.
No, you're perfectly safe.
We're all over age, we're all perfectly safe.
Yes, over age.
Yes. What's that sound? Friction.
Okay.
What's that sound? Two midgets shitting into a bucket!
Well, there we go then.
What's that sound? Blowing up Parliament! See, if we'd done this 2 days ago, that would have been perfect.
Explode a Catholic Day.
What's that sound? Lance Armstrong's missing testicle. What's that sound? Penis envy. I'm gonna have to go with two midgets shooting in the bucket.
Get all the good curls.
Damn it, midgets.
Midgets and Boris.
Awesome.
Not a good combination.
Well, I'm happy in your area mostly.
Conjoined in the same.
Yeah. Boris Johnson's co-joined with the midgets.
Oh, yeah.
Get off me, drink little man.
Oh, you little bastard.
They're sitting in a bucket while rubbing the legs and making it to sleep.
Oh, God.
They're Snorlax.
And the Snorlax is sitting on his face. I think he's smothering to death with his butt.
Oh, you mean Fanny?
Yes, of course I do.
We want to make this appealing to the Americans.
Why?
We're very sorry, Americans, but this episode possibly isn't for you.
Anyway. With enough time and pressure, what will turn into what?
I'm going to try that one. It's not great. Like I didn't need much contemplation.
Hooray! I'm glad she didn't have to get over a giggling fit before she started looking at her cards.
How empty is your tin cup full of vodka?
Oh, it's getting low. I didn't have much juice to begin with.
Do you want some of the evil stuff of evilness that might involve cinnamon?
Nah.
Alright. Have some of that then.
Am I doing the bottom card first?
It's alright. Top card.
It's alright, she's a bit too meaty.
Just a swig.
Okay.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
You've got feet in your groin.
Ooh.
Ah, ticklish feet. Ticklish feet. Good to know.
Did you know you can buy Neve and Morrison?
Yes. Is it not amazing? Ow.
Really,
it's weird. You don't feel the alcohol to the aftertaste of it.
And it's fantastic, isn't it?
It dries your mouth out. Lovely.
At some point we'll get back to the game.
Back to the game!
Back to the game!
With enough time and pressure, cybernetic enhancements will turn into teaching a robot to love.
Aww.
That's nice. You don't Ryan!
With enough time and pressure, a bleached arsehole will turn into a bigger, blacker dick.
You see, that answer should have been Justin Bieber.
Yeah. With enough time and pressure, fisting will turn into Queen Elizabeth's immaculate anus.
It takes a left at the mall and just keeps going.
Sorry.
And now we're guilty of treason.
Yay, treason!
Well, you know.
That's delicious.
Moving on, with enough time and pressure, women in yogurt adverts will turn into all of this blood.
Wow!
it's technically true!
Well, yes. Yeah. And finally, with enough time and pressure, 3 months in the hole will turn into being awesome at sex.
Yeah, yes, I can see that one.
Okay, this is.
Go, treason.
Contemplation. Contemplation. Choosing a winner is always difficult, except when fisting is involved. You should totally go for fisting the queen!
When you put it like that.
Wow.
I just said this podcast, there's some oik in Brutal, what the fuck that is, he wants to fist me!
Doesn't sound so bad, Liz. Do I get to watch? Anyway.
Yeah, I think it will have to be the fifth thing.
Yeah! There we go!
I have achieved victory via my anus. Get the corgis out of there. More delicious. What do you mean then come off? Oh dear. Moving on! Quickly!
You can't! Don't know how everyone has picked their white cards anyway.
I've got my white
cards. Oh, you've done that, my word.
Well, there was contemplation. Mm-hmm. You had to do something in the contemplation.
And what did you bring for show and tell?
What did I bring for show and tell?
Your face.
Your mum.
And your dad's arse.
His bleached arsehole.
Yeah, bleached arsehole.
Looks like Justin Bieber.
It looks like Justin Bieber.
your bleached arsehole is a description of Justin Bieber.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think that's harsh to the arsehole.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least they produce something useful.
Well, no, not particularly.
Pick one. Lots more tuneful music.
Pick one, put it over there.
Remember, you could gamble. One of your black cards.
No. Those are the best that baby, I could do out of a bad bunch.
Baby.
And rabbits produce food.
That's just because rabbits eat their own shit.
But only a certain type. I might be overthinking this entire thing.
Yes, you are.
I'm going archive. To
let's just go to the cards archive.
I'm giving her a look. Just so you all know, back home, I'm giving her a look.
Okay, so what did you bring in for show and tell? Crucifixion!
Yay! Hey! Crucifixion!
Viagra!
Oh, God.
Pictures of boobs.
That would be perfectly valid.
A Chelsea smile.
Oh. Ow. Yeah.
Spontaneous human combustion.
Archives contemplating. Oh yes, she's contemplating and maybe jiggling. And now she's staring at me.
Why don't you make some tea in the meantime? That will fill the gap nicely. And now I'm turning into David Bowie for some reason.
I think it's going to go to Viagra.
Hardwick School was very interesting.
I think all of your schools were very interesting.
My school was in Grimsby, so yes, oh dear gods.
What did you bring in for show and tell?
Fish people?
No, mostly what was brought in for show and tell was stolen burning cars. Literally.
No.
Were they stolen from the PE teacher?
No. Although the CDT teacher's car was a Ferrari. How it didn't get stolen, I do not know. Right. Blank. Jim will fix it.
This is the aforementioned Jimmy Savile. He was a dodgy pedophile.
Now then.
I don't have a kitchen in my house, so I have to go out every night to eat.
Not necessarily sure that makes you a pedophile.
No, it just makes you weird.
Well, yes. He was weird on top of being a pedo.
He was a weird pedo tortoise.
Yes, he was.
Right then. Are we ready? Taste what's eye boob. Jim will fix it. Concealing an erection. Jim will fix it.
Inside someone.
Wiping her bum. Jim will fix it. Scrotal frostbite. Jim will fix it. And finally, being fat and stupid. Jim will fix it. I think I'm actually going to go with the tasteful side boob. Archive wins again.
Archive boob.
Pikachu disaster.
In his new self-profound album, Kanye West raps over sounds of blank.
I'm going to play this one and dump my hand, because it's shit.
Actually, I'm going to do this thing.
Yep.
Alright. In his new self-professed proceed album, Kanye West raps over sounds of unfathomable stupidity.
Strangely enough, that's not actually like a joke even.
In his new self-produced album, Kanye West raps over sounds of God.
God, get off my back, yo.
In his new
self-produced
album, Kanye West raps over the sounds of crying into pages of
Sylvia Plath.
In his new self pro-
You want to say that word? You're not even drinking! You are not even drinking!
Self-produced.
Self-produced album.
Just start with Kanye West.
Over sounds of Badger Cunning. Know the rest by now. Chainsaw for hands. On your Badger Cunning.
Yay, Badger Cunning!
No, girl, that's bad.
I would like to specify right now, I do not support Badger Cunning in any way.
I doubt Kanye does either. Unless they get to make them into coat for him. Yo, look at my Badger coat.
I'm gonna let you finish, but Bulgaria had the best Badger coat in the world.
Pound ham. Pound ham. Can you shrug?
Cat. Next season on Man vs. Wild. Bear Grylls must survive the depths of the Amazon with only blank and his wits. All that there are. That was quick, Pikachu disaster. It's gonna happen sooner or later this evening.
Yeah.
That's what she said as well.
No, I'm sure that's what she said.
No, that's what your mum said.
You leave What my mother was saying? How dare you get out?
Right. Ball slapping sex.
Picture Stop it.
Picture it.
No.
In every county in the country.
God. My mother was a saint!
He's
a saint,
so am I. Next season on Man vs. Wild, their girls must survive the depths of the Amazon with only a mad cow and his wits. Next season on Man vs. Wild, their girls must survive the depths of the Amazon with only edible underwear and his wits.
He would totally do that anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next, that's a suggestion, Mr. Grills. I might actually watch you. Next season on Man vs. Wild, Bear Grylls has survived the depths of the Amazon with only survivor's guilt and his friends.
Again, Bear.
Next season on Man vs. Wild, Bear Grylls must survive the depths of the Amazon with only
nubile
slave boys and his wits.
Fair.
That's why he's in the Boy Scouts.
Dib, dib, dib. God, it's hard to be prepared.
All have to carry a condom.
Yeah. Next season on Man vs. Wild, Bear Grylls must survive the depths of the Amazon with only surprise sex! And his wits.
Yeah, I'm pretty smart.
I'm gonna go with survivor's guilt.
Why am I still alive? Better drink my own piss.
Yeah. I'm alive. It's time to drink my own piss.
Mention of the gaming podcast.
Time to drink my own piss.
Sitting at home.
Sitting at home quietly with a glass of wine to one side. And a big ham sandwich to the other. My wife over in the corner and my children playing outside. Better drink my own piss.
Next on Sky Sports, the World Championship of... That's never a good sign.
Oh, I like that answer. I have nearly drunk a quarter bottle of Cointreau.
That's...
alarming.
A quarter of a litre bottle of Cointreau, I should point out.
Wow.
That's ridiculous. Oh dear.
I have now drunk a quarter bottle of Cointreau.
It's just trying to edit this.
Edit? What? The only thing I'm doing is taking out two names.
Next on Sky Sports, the World Championship of Cards Against Humanity.
Oh.
Meta. Next on Sky Sports, the World Championship of Scrubbing Under the Folds.
Exotic.
No, not exotic.
Next on Sky Sports, the World Championship of Getting Hilariously Gangbanged by the Blue Man Group.
Oh.
That would be strangely interesting.
Next on Sky Sports, the World Championship of...
Blue screen them out.
When you fart and a little bit comes out.
Chill.
Next on Sky Sports, the World Championship of actually taking candy from a baby.
That is my favourite card in the whole thing.
I'm actually going to have to go with that one because the mental image it gives me is just hilarious.
I thought I was onto a good thing there with the Blue Man Crew.
It was a close run thing, sir. It really was.
Babies win over the Blue Man Group.
Yep.
Well, taking candy from babies wins.
Yeah. Babies themselves probably wouldn't stand up very well to the gangbanging by the Blue Man Group.
Yeah, I think Jimmy would need to give them advice on how to do it properly. Now the other guy from Lost Profits, you know.
Okay, this is a pick two.
Oh god.
Yeah, ready?
Yeah.
My life is ruled by a vicious cycle of what and what?
Easy one! Although I'm tempted to put that one in instead of the second one. In fact, I might put that one in instead of the second one. God, that stuff's horrible. Ah. Oh. Sorry, I was just drinking the Raven's Drop again. Oh.
Look at me, you made it.
Yeah, I know I did. It burns. It burns like the light of a thousand suns.
You try harder, Pikachu disaster. You are losing.
Yeah.
So's
okay.
Your face.
So's your mum.
So's your dad's ass.
So's your granny.
Oh, God.
My word. Actually, my granny's dead. I have no living grandparents anymore.
Neither do I.
So I have one living. Grandfather left.
You win.
Yay! No, I have a grandparent lottery. Woo!
I have a nanny and a gun.
Wow. You lose.
I have a great nanny.
Anyway,
still alive.
We seem to have gone on to the subject of grandparents, and I'm not sure how it happened, but let's get on with the game.
Ball slapping sex involving our parents?
Yay!
I'm walking in the grandparents now.
Outside, yay! In every county in the country.
Well, considering only have one grandparent left, that's basically just him masturbating.
No.
In every county in the country.
Dogging. Totally dogging.
Anyway!
You're dogging scene in Belfast, I'm just saying.
Probably is.
Save me, listeners.
No, basically it's the
save me.
And the,
please save me.
Hate fucking.
There's no hope.
I hate you so much! Oh, that feels so good!
Please!
Anyway. Sorry.
I'm not even drinking, just want to state that right now.
She is perfectly sober. I've got an excuse. She's
what?
Back in a moment.
Don't, the cheeks are where the electricity is stored.
Exactly, she didn't like that.
Right, read some answers, please, God.
Okay, my life is ruled by a vicious cycle of the homosexual agenda and Auschwitz.
Oh, God.
Dark.
Alternatively, my life is ruled by a vicious cycle of lumberjack fantasies and the Chinese gymnastics team.
Chinese lumberjacks!
And I'm okay.
My life is ruled by a vicious cycle of bitches and crippling debt. Okay. Alternatively, it's ruled by a vicious cycle of fuck mountain and mum.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And finally, in this particular weird round, my life is ruled by a vicious cycle of tentacle porn and inappropriate yodeling.
I suppose we know what's tickling, you know.
You're living. No seconds at the end.
any funny marks in your balls?
Probably.
Oh, the faces that went round the room with that statement. Thank you.
Oh, can I say I'm a fucking artist?
He's a fucking artist, or he's a fucking artist.
Right, anyway, moving on. I think I'm going to go with... let's go for Lumberjacks and Chinese
Jews. Yay!
Good. Yeah.
Everyone likes Lumberjack fancies.
No.
Lady Lumberjacks?
They're probably hard-faced women who've got chapped hands.
Sexy Lumberjack women?
Sexy Lumberjack women!
That's a channel. So basically, sexy women in flannel shirts.
Yeah, swinging axes. Oh, fair enough.
Yeah,
sexy that's women good. In flannel shirts.
Sounds good.
Swinging axes.
Oh, I got a nice naked swing.
You missed a chance to use the word chopper there, but never mind.
Yeah.
I do not know with what weapons World War 3 will be fought, but World War 4 will be fought with blank.
Oh.
No.
Can you call me indecisive?
No, because I realised that I had two cards on which one of the words was the same, but the second word made it so much better.
Okay.
Not potato or gun weapon.
No. That was the card I swapped out.
Okay.
New cards?
Scandal in Bohemia.
Shocked and horrified.
It's not going to influence anything.
It might influence future games.
Not really.
I'm unlikely to use this card for many things.
It is true.
Okay, so World War 4 will be fought with Ed Balls.
Yay!
It will be fought with a micro pig wearing a tiny raincoat and booties.
Oh, yeah! I think we already know the winner.
Oink, oink.
It will be fought with David Bowie flying in on tiger made out of lightning.
Ooh.
Quite impressive.
That's
kind of cool.
Yes, I will
fight him, micro pig. Damn it, I want those two to fight.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be awesome.
You can't. While Ed Balls watches on and slaps himself.
Okay, apart from that last bit from Modrigan, if anyone could art those two fighting, minus the Ed Balls, that would be wonderful.
Squish will totally send you things if you do that thing.
Yeah.
We're not sure what you're sending.
Neither am I.
Hopes and
a
dreams.
Picture of a smiley face.
Yeah. A mystery thing.
Squish will send you
a mystery pun.
Right. Squish will totally send you a thing if you can draw a micro pig wearing a tiny raincoat and booties fighting David Bowie flying in on a tiger made of lightning. Just so you know, send it to thecourtoftandice@gmail.com.
I will throw in something as well because I want to see that.
Totally, send us art.
Yeah, we'll send you nice things.
You realise we've got an artist who listens to this.
Brilliant.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we never made any promises what we'd send, so it's fine.
Yeah, we said
okay.
A thing.
Other things World War 4 will be fought with. A spontaneous conga line.
I can see that.
And the scouts.
Bear Grylls' army. Who's winning?
It's still between David Bowie and the micro pig.
Of course it is.
It's gotta be.
Thank you, Bowie. Slice it up and make a pizza.
You stay away from my penis.
It's not your penis, it's a salami!
You stay away from my salami penis.
For those of you not following along at home, when David Bowie was in Labyrinth, it's widely rumoured that he shoved a salami down his tights to make himself look more manly. Also, you wish you could see Archive giggling away in the corner like the cutest mental patient in the asylum.
Yeah. It's okay, you can have some of my salami.
Right. What will always get you laid?
Salami.
Slappy, apparently.
Having odd eyes and a salami down your ducts.
Oh.
You've done it now.
Oh.
Squishy face is doing that thing where it sort of
squishes.
Yeah. where she scrunches her face up into a size of, basically a shape the size of a postage stamp. Contracts. Right then. What will always get you laid? Batman!
True.
What will always get you laid? A dollop of sour cream. What will always get you laid? Subduing a grizzly bear and making her your wife.
Making him your wife. Like this.
Frighteningly, that is a story that my character Empire has told. What will always get you laid? Shitting out a perfect Cumberland sausage. And finally, what will always get you laid? Bill Clinton, naked on a bearskin rug, with a saxophone. I'm going to go with subduing a grizzly bear and making her your wife. Archive, you surprised me, not at all.
Oh dear.
Oh. If I don't know who someone is, can I switch it?
Yes. Who don't you know?
I've got the shambling corpse of Larry King.
Oh, right.
Who's Larry King?
Some American guy.
Show host.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who these people are either.
Go on, then.
The Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, right. They're a basketball team renowned for not actually ever playing the game of basketball.
Probably. Oh, that one is not a person or a thing.
Okay,
if I know it, that's fine.
Yeah.
The blind date was going horribly until we discovered our shared interest in blank. Jesus, I can't read this shit.
I'm actually going to save my really good card and use that one instead. I don't know what sort of warning I'm going to put on this, but I think it should be huge and impressive. Probably along the lines of, no sane person should listen to this podcast.
No, so huge and impressive. I'm resisting the urge to make a joke about my cock here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, let's make a joke about mine. Hey!
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Squishy's cock is huge and impressive.
A blind for a date woman. Was going horribly until we discovered our shared interest in having sex on top of a pizza.
That is pretty good.
That is a good one.
It's very soft.
The blind date was going horribly until we discovered our shared interest in Daddy's belt.
Oh my god.
Wow.
The blind date was going horribly until we discovered our shared interest in the Black Power Ranger.
Booyah.
Oh, Blackie. Oh my god. Blackie. I believe his name was Zach.
I don't care.
The blind date was going horribly until we discovered our shared interest in necrophilia!
Hey, necrophilia.
The blind date was going horribly until we discovered our shared interest in
syphilitic
insanity, I believe is the word you're looking for.
Right. Yeah.
Yay, syphilis!
Woo! Insanity! Mm.
Buy the two fancies. The best thing is when you have small children and you give them syphilis and they say it wrong.
I'm going to go with Daddy's belt.
Archive!
Innocent.
Archive is totally innocent. She totally doesn't have strange things going on in her attic.
Oh, I'm disappointed. I had a card that's perfect for this.
Oh. I hope it's a 2-1.
No.
Oh, that's a shame.
Blank. Awesome in theory. Kind of a mess in practice.
Yes.
Made more funny by the fact that I'm watching Pacific Rim on iTunes.
Oh, cancelling the apocalypse.
No.
Yeah.
leads to another dimension. Awesome in theory. Kind of a mess in practice.
Yeah.
The boners of the elderly.
Oh my god.
Awesome in theory. Kind of a mess in practice. Jumping out of people. Awesome in theory. Kind of a mess in practice. This is not awesome in theory. Golden showers.
Ew.
Awesome in theory. Kind of a mess in practice. A pyramid of seven heads. Awesome in theory. Kind of a mess in practice. Another dimension vagina.
Yay!
Thanks for putting there.
Dimensional vaginas for the win.
Woo!
That's not a sentence you get to say often.
No.
Relish it. Relish it, looks good, sir.
Right. Oh, we're such very broken people. And in my case, quite drunk now. Mm. In the quarter bottom of a Quantro.
That would do it.
And I would have gotten away with it too if it hadn't been for...
Why not? I'm actually going to choose to appeal to blooded as opposed to use my best card.
This is something gay, isn't it?
No.
Okay, so it's me, so it's either gay or involving beards.
No. It's neither.
Wow! That's I'm not sure I have that much depth. You might be overestimating this.
No, I'm fairly certain this will make you giggle.
It might be about America.
Or David Bowie. David Bowie in America.
Oh no, he doesn't like America. He's scared of Americans.
I'm afraid of Americans. Oh no, I'm going to be shot at by Trent Reznor with his invisible machine gun.
What?
That was the music video for I'm Afraid of Americans had David Bowie being shot at by Trent Reznor with an invisible machine gun.
Okay.
I'm not even kidding. And I would have gotten away with it too if it hadn't been for a time travel paradox.
Fair.
And I would have gotten away with it too if it hadn't been for an erection that lasts longer than 4 hours.
Painful.
And I would have gotten away with it too if it hadn't been for altar boys. And I would have gotten away with it too if it hadn't been for leaked footage of Kate Middleton's colonoscopy. And I would have gotten away with it too if it hadn't been for a white van man.
You get in the way.
Yeah, they really do. I'm gonna have to go with Altar Boys.
Told ya!
I knew it was
good. I absolutely told ya!
I had a feeling that was your one.
So you're appealing to him with Altar Boys.
I was appealing to Bloodhead with Altar Boys. Yes, I was.
Because you see, penis.
Because you see penis. Or rather, he does.
Really. Yay!
Not as often as I'd like, but, you know.
Often enough!
Even that's debatable.
Surely, three of the people in this room do see that regularly.
Your own doesn't count.
Oh, okay.
Just like babies. Your own doesn't count. Anyway, moving on!
Yay, boobs!
Yeah, it doesn't.
Oh god, what the hell? I forgot I have penis. That's something there. Yeah, man.
Oh god, there's something in the bed with me!
There's something in my pants! Oh my god, there's something in my pants! Oh, it's my own penis.
What's going on? Spitting at me! What is it spitting at me?
This whole conversation started so well, and then it just veered off wildly into the thick grass, where it's deep and made a little mess. Let's move on.
Sorry, Hardwick.
Okay. Blank. Hours of fun. Easy to use. Perfect for blank.
Oh, it's two.
It's two.
Yeah.
Two. Mm-hmm. It's blank. Perfect for blank. I do have to work out how to make this one super explicit. Just basically, that you know how normally I put a nice little blurb about what's in the podcast?
Mm-hmm.
I think this one is just going to be, do not listen to this podcast. Do not listen to this podcast. Seriously, do not listen to this podcast. If you are in any way insulted by anything, ever, do not listen to this podcast.
You suck.
Diddle, it started so well. Then we started playing the game.
It started so well, and then the 10 seconds of silence at the beginning ended, and it went downhill from there. Archive is still cogitating.
Yeah. Two cards are difficult. You've got to think about them all.
No, you didn't. You choose the dirtiest cards in your hand and just lay them on the table.
Oh, lay your dirtiness upon me. Ooh.
Well, I might be due a hand change sometime soon.
Oh,
okay. That point.
Okay.
Use a left, maybe.
You are a horrible person.
A botched circumcision. Hours of fun. Easy to use. Perfect for whipping a disobedient slave.
With what? With a chain of foreskin?
Let's not think about it too carefully.
I wish you would road foreskin.
Moving on. A sweaty, panting leather daddy. Hours of fun. Easy to use. And perfect for beating your wives. Next, a 55-gallon drum of lube.
Oh, God.
Hours of fun, easy to use, and favourite for a tribe of warrior women.
I thoroughly agree.
Mm-hmm. Barack Obama.
Oh, God.
Hours of fun, easy to use, and perfect for a Burmese tiger pit.
Fair enough, Republicans in the house.
Finally, Scientology.
Oh, God.
That was a fun. Not sure about that. Easy to use.
Not sure about that either.
Maybe not. Perfect for sperm whales.
Yes. Sperm whales are about the only thing that would benefit from Scientology.
Let's go for... I'm gonna go for the drum of lube and the warrior women.
Amazon's attack.
Lubed up warrior women. What more could you ask for?
Bees.
Well, I'm assuming if you've lubed them up, you probably removed the clothes to begin with.
I don't know.
Or is it more like a flamethrower affair? Hello, I am a colonial imperialist. You seem to be a village full of warrior women. Excuse me.
Now you're all thoroughly lubed.
Can you just...
Now you're all thoroughly lubed up. How about I bring you the wonders of civilization? Mm-hmm.
So, moving on.
Yes.
What left a stain on my couch?
What left a stain on a couch? I don't want to use that here, but it's appropriate.
Hurry up before I mix them.
Some of my cards are on the floor.
Cards so good she threw them away. I nearly used that one, Il Portopino. I decided not to. Although this one would also have worked.
Okay. So, what left a stain on my couch? Mecha Hitler!
Fucking hell! Yes, he probably would.
Or was it? Sexy Siamese twins.
Oh, yeah.
Or was it? 1,000 Scottish warriors lifting their kilts in unison.
Probably.
That'd be interesting.
I don't know how they managed to do that. Fit.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a very big
They're very small.
They took turns.
It's cold up there, the gross laugh.
I'm just
thinking about that Matt Beagle as well. Okay. Upgrading homeless people to mobile hotspots. Oh. A smiling black man and a team of businesswomen, a cool Asian, and some whites.
So basically, what you're telling us is your couch is a really busy place.
Yes.
No wonder it gets so dirty.
Oh, yeah.
Who am I going to have to send the bill to?
Who are you going to send the bill to?
Who's more likely to pay the bill?
Mecha Hitler won't pay.
No. Mecha Hitler will tell you it's your own fault for not being Aryan.
I'm pretty sure our guy is kind of Aryan. White and blonde, so.
Yeah, blue eyes as well.
Yeah. You're the most Aryan person here, I'm afraid.
You are the most Aryan person here.
Okay. I win the Aryan prize. Hooray.
However,
that
you still
explains need to... why you have Mecha Hitler on your
side. It does explain why Mecha Hitler is hanging out at your house.
Well, you know how he is. He turns up uninvited and he doesn't fucking take the hint and leave.
He's an absolute arsehole. He just won't go.
And he keeps
It's
trying...
even when you start serving him like with horrible, horrible food.
You mean kosher food?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Have some turkey bacon.
Oh, fucking hell, turkey bacon. Oh my god.
Horrific.
Bacon.
It is not the worst.
No,
it is not the worst.
It's not bacon.
I have had beef bacon.
Yeah.
When I went to Dubai. Oh my god, that stuff is dire. It's like jerky crawled inside a cow and died.
Nice.
Yeah. Moving swiftly on to who was on your couch.
Who was on my couch?
Who made
was
your
on your couch?
All icky and poo. What?
Who stained your couch, stained Archive? Somebody interesting. He's thinking.
Yeah. I'll go for the huge gang of random people.
You mean the smiling black man,
yes.
The Latino business woman?
Yeah. There was a huge stain on my couch because of
them.
Yeah.
Because of interracial mixing.
Yes.
If they all just stayed separate,
proper representation.
This wouldn't be a problem.
Going over that.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, what's the gift that keeps on giving? Thank you.
Actually, I don't know why I'm thanking you. These answers are going to be horrible.
Yes. Cult against humanity.
Thank you.
Come again.
Thank you. Thank you. What's the gift on?
That keeps on giving?
Morgan's tongue, apparently.
What's the gift that keeps on giving? Graphic violence, adult language, and some sexual content.
Oh yeah!
So Game of Thrones, then.
What's the gift that keeps on giving? A robust mongoloid. Not if you're Mecha Hitler. What's the gift that keeps on giving? African children.
Hey.
What's the gift that keeps on giving? A defective condom.
Okay, that I think we know.
What's the gift that keeps on giving? The entire internet. Who had a defective condom?
Yeah.
He's catching up.
Oh yeah, I want that.
During his midlife crisis, my dad got really into blank. I wonder if my dad would listen to this. Contemplation.
I have nothing appropriate.
It's a thing that we do. It's
contemplation. Contemplation.
Yeah.
It's a period of time when we look at cards.
Oh, yeah.
I am party drunk for sensibleness.
Ah, fuck sensibility.
Hook and Sensibility, the new story by Jane Austen.
Except sense is actually sensible and sensibility isn't. Sensibility is emotion.
Well, fuck her out as well!
During his midlife crisis, my dad got really into extremely tight trousers. During his midlife crisis, my dad got really into
the American dream.
Oh,
America!
Fuck yeah!
During his midlife crisis, my dad got really into medieval times dinner and tournament.
That's not a bad plan.
During his midlife crisis, my dad got really into full frontal nudity.
Oh god. Oh, oh yeah. Now I'm imagining that. It's not good.
Dark is standing there right in your living room.
Yeah.
Shaking it about while he's dancing.
Oh god.
It's worse because my dad dances solely with his elbow.
Solely with the elbow.
Oh boy.
You can't see it, but it's horrible.
During his midlife crisis, my dad got really into some kind of Birdman.
What? Like balls deep?
Balls deep into a Birdman.
I'm going to have to go with the full Monty one.
Full frontal nudity.
Archive had full frontal nudity. Oh, we are so surprised.
I'm innocent.
Oh my god.
Your pile says otherwise.
Your pile says otherwise.
This is a pick two.
Oh god.
When you get right down to it, blank is just blank.
I'm gonna have to use my last two good cards and then dump my hand.
We're nearly all the way through this card.
Don't worry, we're going round back to me, and then we will do the make a haiku as last.
Oh, now I got a good one.
I've got shit cards again. I got shit cards back.
I got a really good card that would have been perfect Pikachu Disaster's last one.
But when you pick it up after Pikachu Disaster's last one.
Come on, guys. It's an awful lot of contemplation.
They're doing a lot of contemplation because it's the difficult question.
Yeah, I'm dumping my hand as well.
Blimey, there's a lot of hand dumpage.
A lot of dumping going on here.
Contemplation. Anyway.
It makes sense and that's what matters, eh? Right.
No, making sense doesn't matter in this game. Come on.
Okay.
Keep up.
When you get right down to it, the miracle of childbirth is just bullshit.
Yes, it is.
Direct to the point.
True.
When you get right down to it, white privilege is just Nazis.
Nice.
When you get right down to it, the entire cast of Downton Abbey is just Ryan Gosling riding on a white horse. When you get right down to it, Zeus's sexual appetite is just Pac-Man uncontrollably guzzling cum.
Herpes
is just a vindaloo poo.
sounds hard.
Oh yeah.
It's mainly because I really like the idea of Pac-Man uncontrollably coming
up. Okay.
You really like the idea. Well, you can't get the idea out of your brain.
Little from A, little from B.
Hello!
Well, you see, it's because he's got no gag reflex left.
That sound effect was entirely unnecessary.
That really was. Entirely necessary or absolutely demanded.
Oh, the card I have just received.
Okay.
Combined with the other card I have just received.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What kept Margaret Thatcher busy in her waning years?
That was an easy card to choose. Oh God, my face hurts.
Because you're laughing so much, believe me, I have the exact same problem.
No. I've got cheek crump.
Good card, any card. But not that card. Saucy card. Same.
Oh yeah.
Iggy. What kept Margaret Thatcher busy in her waning years?
Oh my goodness. Holy shit.
Literally. Doing a shit in Punty Bear's eye hole.
That's not even.
Oh fucking Christ.
What
kept Margaret Thatcher busy in her waning years? Wanking into a pool of children's tears. It's funny because it's what kept Margaret Thatcher busy in her waning years? Blowing some dudes in an alley. What kept Margaret Thatcher busy in her waning years? Getting so angry that you pop a boner. What kept Margaret Thatcher busy in her waning years? Demonic possession. I'm sorry, it's gonna have to be doing a shit in Puzzy Bear's eye hole.
Yeah. That was both fantastic and horrible. I really thought I had it with wanking into a pool of children's tears.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with Puzzy, I think that would have been the case. Poor Puzzy.
Poor
Puzzy.
Okay, this is a pick two.
Oh gods. Let's
double the choices.
Oh gods.
Dear sir or madam, we regret to inform you that the office of blank has denied your request for blank.
Contemplation. Ooh. Contemplation. Ooh. What was the last part?
Has denied your request for...
The office of has denied your request for... There is much contemplation going on. Answers are being selected. Slight strange grins are appearing on the face of Archive. As are T-Rex hands.
Grins?
Several yes,
grins?
Several of them. Because you sort of vacillate between, I've done something really bad and I think this might win. And I've done something really bad and...
It's really none of those things.
Cardigans.
Cardigans?
They're so woolly.
I spend like none of my life thinking about cardigans.
Now
I
you are.
I'm actually not. I'm just thinking how I don't think about cardigans, which I don't think is thinking.
Which
about
is reverse thinking about cardigans.
I don't know.
Okay.
We've gone into a weird area.
Dear sir or madam, we regret to inform you that the office of being a dinosaur.
Everybody does the T-Rex hands.
Has denied your request for reverse cowgirl.
Okay.
Tiny arms make it impractical.
Dear sir or madam, we regret to inform you that the office of the petty troubles of the landed gentry have denied your request for slapping a racist old lady.
Appropriate.
Dear sir or madam, we regret to inform you that the office of Darling.
Oh gods.
That's a nice request for flying robots that kill people.
Again, appropriate.
Viet.
Oh dear. Dear sir or madam, we regret to inform you that the office of Sebaku has denied your request for me and mine having a stroke. Okay, and finally, dear sir or madam, we regret to inform you that the office of women's suffrage has denied your request for perfunctory foreplay.
Sad, true.
Right.
What a fabulous choice you have.
Fabulous, darling.
I'm going to go for the petty troubles of the land of gentry.
Yeah.
Right. I'm just upset there that I got rid of Mecha Hitler earlier.
Yeah.
Because I had flying robots that kill people.
Yeah.
That would have been perfect.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Now, archive is the last actual poll, and then everybody gets to make a haiku, and we will vote for the funniest haiku.
Okay, our last one. My mum freaks out when she looks at my browser history and found blank.com/blank. two, blank.com/blank.
Oh. Oh.
Have your card back.
Yes.
I think we had Jeff Goldblum.com blank Justin Bieber last time. It was quite surreal. Like that, yeah.
It would mean I can go well.
The T-Rex hands, the eager T-Rex hands.
Cards against dinosaurs. I'm gonna go with dinosaurs.
Okay, my mum freaked out when she looked at my browser history and found poorly timed holocaustjokes.com/ethnic cleansing.
Ooh, that fits
the fucking hell! Fucking hell!
Straight in there.
Fucking hell. Seriously.
End on a
end on a low note.
End on a brown note.
Hi hell.
Oh, the devil, you say. Yes.
Come on in.
Come on in.
Join us. Turn in.
Oh, you don't want to say this is all too wrong for you. Okay, we'll see you in a bit then.
Okay.
Next one, please, archive. Okay.
Slapping a biscuit out of an orphan's mouth .com/Germans on holiday.
That one tickles me.
All my friends dying .com/my first kill.
Oh, we're going to never get out.
Oh, that's brilliant.
I'm not sure we should release this on the internet.
But we must.
I think what we should do is first of all see if any of these sites exist.
If not, we should register them.
I'm fairly certain. I'm fairly certain at least one of these answers will exist. Yeah.
Okay. Gloryholes.com/leprosy.
Yeah.
There we go. That's the one that exists.
And finally, trenchfoot.com/getting naked and watching CBeebies.
Oh, God.
Okay. This one's really difficult.
The lesser spotted archive is now contemplating very carefully
between the ethnic cleansing and the friend dying.
She's gone solely for the really dark ones.
Can we tell you a lot about my sense of humour?
The sweet innocent archive is deciding between ethnic cleansing and killing all of her friends. Which will she choose? Mentally, I personally hope she goes for ethnic cleansing, because I'm one of her friends. I don't want to die right now. Well, fuck you, archive. Fuck you in your face.
Sodium mom.
All my friends dying.com.
I think it's going to be all the friends dying.
Right.
Who was ethnic cleansing?
Right. You now choose. Take your cards. You now choose three cards. You put them in order. You will pass them to the person to your left. You will read the top card. You will read the middle card. And then you will read the bottom card. It should be sort of haiku-ish.
Some syllables, just try and make it sense.
Three cards. There are my three cards. Read from the top to the bottom.
So it passes to your left, is that
yeah? Yes.
Yeah. So clockwise.
Yeah. Oh god, that means I have to read archives. Fucking hell.
Enjoy your trip into darkness.
Hey, hang on, I only had it 8 cards. Oh, doesn't matter, that one will do.
So wait, do we elaborate on them at all, or do we just read the card?
We just read the card. Poetic. In your best poetic manner.
High card. Okay. Hang on.
Has everybody passed?
Why do I have... Oh, no.
Has everybody passed? Very well. Amputees. Pretending to care. Indescribable loneliness. That was amputees. Pretending to care. Indescribable loneliness.
Exactly what you'd expect. Incest. A low standard of living. I didn't realize to what the deep sound.
Cheeky bum sex. The thin veneer of situational casuality that underlines porn. Warm, velvety muppet sex.
Oh, that's a thing of beauty.
Some douche with an acoustic guitar. Some really fucked up shit. Leveling up.
What do you do? Psh, ah, level up.
A sassy black woman. That thing that electrocutes your abs. Wet dreams.
I can see how they come together.
And finally,
just touching David Beckham's hair. Elderly Japanese men. A feminine for your defamation.
I have to vote for Muppet Sex.
Yeah.
If I'm gonna vote for anyone, I'm gonna vote for Muppet Sex.
Yeah, I quite like your one with the
I'm trying to remember the other ones. But I
amputees.
Don't amputees.
I do quite like amputees.
But enough about your personal life.
Right, so votes for Muppet Sex.
I'm trying to remember what were the other ones. Can I have like one
amputees.
Word. Yeah, I remember that one.
Well, yeah,
yeah, yeah, just like one word things.
Exactly what you'd expect. Incest, a low style of living.
With Muppets.
Yeah, this is Muppet Sex.
Some douche with an acoustic guitar, some really fucked up shit. Leveling up.
Oh, she's contemplating.
Oh.
But anyway, I am voting for Muppet Sex.
I'm going to go for Muppet Sex.
Pikachu?
That's his.
That's mine.
Okay. He can't vote for his own Muppet Sex.
No.
He could vote for his own Muppet Sex. It doesn't necessarily say in the rules that he can't, so the way.
I'm going to go with the wet dream. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go with the amputees.
Okay. So, Archive. You have the tiebreaker.
You can't vote for her
own. No, I didn't find Muppet Sex funny.
Oh, well, shit.
So, I am going to vote for a different one. What's that different?
In which case, as a tiebreaker,
yeah,
add
as well.
One card to your haiku.
The one that we read.
One card from your hand to your haiku.
Can I have my haiku back so I can have a look
at it? Yeah, same. Can
incidentally,
we
I'm making this shit up as we go along. So
can we put it in anywhere in it?
Yes.
Okay.
Mine goes at the end.
Where
am I?
That's you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You ruined it.
No. So that's got to have that. That did not make any more sense than that.
Contemplation. As we modify our haiku. Contemplation.
Yes.
It must not affect the flow of the poeticism.
I need to keep the time.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Amputees. Spending lots of money. Pretending to care. Indescribable loneliness.
Exactly what you'd expect. Incest at a time of living. The ooze.
Cheeky bum sex. The thin veneer of situational casuality that underlies porn. Warm, velvety Muppet sex. My inner demon.
Some douche with an acoustic guitar. Some really fucked up shit. Eating Tom Selleck's mustache to gain his powers. Leveling up.
Okay. I'm changing my vote.
A sassy black woman. That thing that electrocutes your abs. Running naked through a mall, pissing and shitting everywhere. Wet dream.
Just touching David Beckham's hair. Elderly Japanese men. The female orgasm. Thermonuclear detonation.
I'm now voting for that one. The levelling up. Anyone joining me with levelling up?
I quite liked it.
I might actually be switching to Muppet Sex now it's got the inner demons. That's just seriously improved it for me.
Okay.
So go on, a decision.
Okay. So. Two for levelling up.
Two for levelling up.
The thinkings. My brain hurts.
Yeah, I have to go with the mustache. Mustache wins it!
Yay!
Chris gets an extra point. How many points do you have? I have 2, 4, 6, 8.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
I have 5. That was so well.
Yeah, I've got 8.
It's what? Sounding like who's got how many
nine?
Have you got?
7.
6.
Yeah!
You get to fill in a blank card.
The sharpie was rubbing off.
Yeah, I know. I'll find
it. Would a biro work?
Maybe. Try that.
A biro would probably work better than a sharpie. It might need scribbling with, I don't know if it's been used in a while.
So what are you adding to the game? Out. This is an answer. You can add anything, but you must sign it. So everybody knows what depraved madness you put into this game, you evil, sick, and horrible person.
I'm contemplating.
He's contemplating.
A lot of contemplation.
Once again, the squish contemplates as she prepares to release her evil upon the world. And the evil that will be released is going to be magnificent. And the answer is...
Can I write it down and then read it out?
Yes, you can. Don't forget to sign it. Oh, that was also my neck.
Crack hole.
Time
to buy some crack.
I don't need to buy it. I just need to stretch my neck slightly and it goes clunk.
Cocaine. I have another pen. This one's not working as well as I wanted to.
The pens and pencils and pens and pencils and pens and pencils and pens and pencils box is hiding. Very... Oh no, it's up there.
Oh,
was that an instruction to Blooded, or what we should do to him?
Yeah, that's you.
Fair enough. Come on, come
on. I don't need any stretching, baby. I'm long enough already.
Oh,
yeah.
You kind of fed him into that.
Oh, yeah.
Things I do not want to hear.
Oh, you know you love it.
Yeah,
really?
You just keep thinking that.
Really?
Oh, I will.
I think he's forgotten your
own. None of your pens work!
That can be solved by certain devices. Strap on.
Yeah, that doesn't really.
I'm not certain, Archive, but he might be propositioning you.
Look, I know my boots are small, I'm still a girl.
I know that. I can pretend.
Right.
Well, see, you know, you'll be behind them, so...
I'm very sorry. We seem to have gone into a weird area.
I am just trying to find solutions here, okay?
If you want to save your sanity, you should have turned off the podcast an hour and 30 minutes ago.
Yeah.
No, you just shouldn't have clicked play to begin with.
Just write it with the big... thing on, and I'll cover it over when we get a permanent marker.
Nothing works! Why does nothing work in this?
Use this!
No, I don't want to.
Because you touch yourself at night.
And I enjoy it! You've been drinking, haven't you?
Holy shit! What gave you that impression?
Well, propositioning me for a start.
That wasn't a proposition.
No, you just suggested she strap on and go for a little ride.
At least he's not giving you poetry.
Oh.
Roses are red, violets are blue, I've got a knife, get in the van.
I don't know how to drive.
It's fine, you don't need to drive anywhere. The van should be parked.
This van's a rockin', I'm committing sexual offences. That was what gave it away with Jimmy Savile.
I was about to say Jimmy Savile's motto.
No one.
Oh dear.
I'm a horrible human being.
Okay, I have added the feeling of jelly oozing between your toes.
Nice. Right then. Well, ladies and gentlemen, or at least anybody who's gotten this far through the insanity that has been Cards Against Humanity. We hope you had an enjoyable time listening to the Tilt of Tin Dice basically have a mental breakdown into your ears. we hope you enjoyed that experience, and we promise we will be less broken and probably more sober the next time you possibly listen to us having heard this shit. If we have insulted you, we're really very sorry.
No, I'm not. No, I met you on the KKK.
Okay.
in certain circumstances, we might be slightly apologetic. No. But that's fairly normal for British people anyway. Thank you very much for listening, if you have. And we will no doubt possibly see you in a full court, Supreme Court trial very soon. Goodbye!